Praised be Jesus and Mary. The commemoration of our Lord's baptism, we conclude the season of Christmas in the Church's liturgical calendar. And our Lord's baptism is really the third and last celebration of Christ's appearance to the world as God made man. First of these celebrations was, of course, our Lord's birth at the Nativity. We then celebrated yesterday the adoration of the pagan Gentiles at the Epiphany. And today, the proclamation of his divinity at his baptism. We know, of course, that our Lord was baptized not because he needed it, but rather to give approval to the baptism that John was preaching and that John was administering. We can say that he got nothing out of this baptism because he didn't need it, but he gave it something that it didn't have. He conferred upon baptism the forgiveness of sins. Our Lord foreshadowed the baptism that was to come, the sacramental baptism that would forgive sin and make us members of Christ himself, of his mystical body. And we see this in the gospel today because the Spirit that comes down upon the River Jordan and upon our Lord, the Holy Spirit, is the same that hovered first in the book of Genesis over the waters at creation. And the gospel teaches us in this way that with the baptism of our Lord in the Jordan, our Lord starts a new creation. He is that new man, the new Adam of which St. Paul speaks, that comes to repair the first Adam's fault and guilt. So the effects of baptism in us, the baptism that our Lord came to give us and which the Church administers today, are an application, or rather are grafting, being grafted into Christ, into this new creation. We are made mystical members of our Lord's mystical body, and it is Christ who works in us and we who work in Christ, and our actions take on a special character after our baptism, a Christian character. And we share in Christ's anointing. And since Christ is anointed as mediator and high priest, so our actions, the actions of every Christian, take on those priestly characteristics. We'll just focus in on this one aspect today, try to shed some light on that term that you might have all heard, the priesthood of the laity. It's something that comes from our baptism, the baptism of all Christians. The anointing that we receive at baptism gives us the power to participate in the sacrifice of Christ, not as someone who merely looks on, but as someone who actively participates as a member of Christ. Because our prayers, our sacrifices are done in Christ, through Christ, and it is rather Christ who prays, sacrifices, does everything through us, through his members. This is how we must understand the priesthood of the laity, which is distinct and different from the ordained ministerial priesthood of those who offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass, for example. Ordained priests participate in Christ's priesthood, being made conformed to Christ the head. And they have real authority over Christ's real body when at Mass they consecrate bread to become the body of Christ. They have authority over the mystical body, the Church, over the members in whose service they exercise that authority. And the laity are made conformed to Christ and his members. That's how they participate in his priesthood. And they are united to the head and governed by the head, never apart from the head. Pius XII teaches us that by the waters of baptism, as by common rite, Christians are made members of the mystical body of Christ, the priest, and by the character which is imprinted on their souls, they are appointed to give worship to God. Thus they participate according to their condition in the priesthood of Christ. And Pius XI, before Pius XII, tells us, Tell your faithful children of the laity that when united with their pastors and their bishops, they participate in the works of the apostolate, both individual and social, the end purpose of which is to make Jesus Christ better known and better loved, then they are more than ever a chosen generation, a kingly priesthood, a holy nation, a purchased people of whom St. Peter spoke. Then too they become great factors in bringing about world peace because they work for the restoration and spread of the kingdom of Christ. Great dignity was bestowed upon us at our creation, and an even greater dignity at our baptism, when we are made Christians, anointed by the Holy Spirit, share in Christ's anointing. We become a new creation. We become appointed to give worship to God. If only we act in Christ and we allow Christ to act in us, his members. So let's be mindful of this dignity and always try to act in accordance with it, faithful to our baptism, faithful to our participation in Christ's priesthood according to our own conditions, those who are ordained as ordained ministers, those who are not, as the living members of Christ, Christ the High Priest, faithful in imitating him in everything, especially in his obedience and sacrifice to his Father. Praised be Jesus and Mary.